Triple M Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. It is Strotty Fabrecki with the men at work there, and who can it be now? And good morning to Ross and all the team at Men and Women at Work, at Men at Work, if you know what I mean, heading out there today. Very dark outside, as you could imagine, but a beautiful sunny day coming up, and up to about 23. But yet again, if you're in the shade, that bloody wind yesterday, it was freezing if you're in the shade with that southerly wind. In the sunshine, it was beautiful. For our boaties today, southerly winds turning northeasterly, so saith the Bureau, and then going northerly by this evening. That is what we're up to. Now, just repeating too, if you're about to hop into the car to get onto the Pacific Highway, we've got the highway down to one lane northbound at Middle Brother Pacific Highway, Haydens Road, after an earlier truck accident just before 4 this morning, okay? So be a little bit careful in that area. Now, major news stories of the day. I think all of us are still just shaking our head and at what's going on in Perth. Anthony Robert Harvey remained in his home for several days after allegedly murdering his three little daughters, his wife and his mother-in-law. It's an incredible story. You just cannot believe this stuff goes on. Also, making news today, the National Australia Bank has kept its variable mortgage rate on hold, and Woolworths has apologised for selling life insurance to a woman with an intellectual disability. Yes, the Banking Royal Commission and insurance, etc., is being examined at the moment. Locally, a 35-year-old man remains in custody after being charged with child pornography and drug offences after officers arrested him in Coffs Harbour at the weekend. Now, he was refused bail and will next appear in Coffs Harbour local court on Monday, October the 22nd. In sport, Latrell Mitchell will face the judiciary tonight on appeal on a crusher tackle charge. And locally, we've got results from the netball semi-finals last night in the Hastings competition. Of course, coming up on Saturday, it's grand final time in the Premier League of football. And in cricket, we're going to talk about the big Plan B regional big bash, which is coming to Port Macquarie next month. On the show today, plenty happening, including we're going to catch up with Jason Gill. Now, Jason's a soldier who served in Afghanistan, Iraq and the Sudan. Today, of course, marks the 17th anniversary of 9/11. And there is a commemorative service to be held today at 11 at the War Memorial in Port Macquarie to, of course, mark that occasion. The attack on the Twin Towers in America, which also was the day that Australia first committed troops to Iraq and ultimately Afghanistan. I'm really looking forward to talking to Jason about what it was like when the incident first happened and then being sent to Afghanistan and what Afghanistan was like. We'll talk to Jason Gill coming up around 7:45. And that service, if you want to go, is at 11 today in Port Macquarie at the Cenotaph. Also today, we're going to talk more about the Golden Grand Final ticket for you and your best friend. Only Triple M Club members can win. So if you're not a member, sign up today, triplem.com.au. We love giving away really cool stuff like this. The birthday wheel for $1,000. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Moby, the great Harry Connick Jr. and Christy McNichol, the actress. We'll have a look at what's on today for the Mid-North Coast for Holiday Coast Credit Union with Christy. And we'll talk about some other events coming up tomorrow and indeed on the weekend. And remember, What's On is a free community service thanks to the Holiday Coast Credit Union. There you go. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. She's all there. 5:10. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
An ordinary street on Cactus Island.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Super Bill.
No, don't try to talk me down off this ledge. I'm going to jump.
Super Bill, strange visitor from another planet and who disguised as... You're going
to
jump?
Yes, I lead the opinion polls. So now the voters expect Labor to come up with some policies. The pressure's unbearable. I fail to think this through. So stand back. I'm jumping to my death onto the street.
Oh, Okay, well, that's my job gone. Goodbye.
Here I go. Oh! Bother. All these years in politics and I still can't make a dent.
Are you dead, mate?
I wish I was, Brother Penny Ping Pong. Finding policies is just too hard. I've looked everywhere. eBay, nothing. Gumtree, nothing. Porn Warehouse, nothing.
Mate?
I even looked in for Lost and Found at Parliament House. All I found was Joe Hockey's budget, Malcolm Fraser's trousers.
Bill, stop crying. We'll find some policy.
What did you say, Brother Anthony Albo?
Toughen up. This is your job for Super Bill.
Yes, Super Bill.
Oh, you're back.
Faster than a speeding glacier, more powerful than pal farts, able to leap to tall conclusions in a single bound.
There'll be good quality policies at Aldi because they're German.
Super Bill. Up, up, and
away!
Any luck yet, mate?
Stroof, yes, Brother Penny. I've got two policies already. Look. Turn back the boats with force and reduce the budget deficit. Ha ha ha!
Oh, for nookie's sake.
Mate, they're the same as the government's policies.
You catch on quick, Brother Penny. Those policies got them into power, so why won't they get us into power? And the recycling will please the Greens. Brothers?
Bend over, Bill, mate. We've got to hide some kryptonite.
What? What's kryptonite?
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Seven. Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Former Channel 10 Bondi Rescue star, veteran Dino Gladstone, has shelled out $2.7 million for a house in Bronte. He might need resuscitation after that. Shepherd will play Panthers tomorrow night with local Chris Rose's support, while Friday Dragon hit the stage. Tickets are $42 at the door for Shepherd and $32 for Dragon. And Elton John has kicked off his farewell tour in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The 71-year-old closes out the show with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. The farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is scheduled to last about 3 years, making more than 300 stops worldwide.
Now, I would like to dedicate it to David, to Zachary and Elijah, who I love more than any words could ever say. You guys...
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Strawny.
Where's our beautiful sunrise, Bluey? Nothing.
Yeah, no, it's a bit all over the place this morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a bit cloudy and a bit cool, yeah. So hopefully it'll cheer up during the course of the morning.
Yeah, how did we go yesterday? Again, Bluey, it was one of those days that snuck up on you. If you're inside, you're looking at the sunshine going, oh, how good's this? You walk out into the wind and into the shadows and it's like, oh, it's still not spring.
Yeah, we had a very difficult day on the water. It was the wind chopped. It was just enough just to put us off that, and also put the fish off the bite sort of thing. So we're not doing it very good at the present moment. We're doing pretty tough. But I can report that for the last week we've had a school of kingfish in the river.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's about 20 to 30 in the school. So it's a fairly big school of fish, and they're all around the 8 to 10 kilo mark. So they're not small fish. Oh, and they're just swimming around, and I just wonder what they're doing in the river, you know?
Yeah, isn't that incredible? Now, also, talking about fish from the weekend, I've got a great photo. Mackie sent me one from the comp at the weekend. He got two jewfish, both 6.5 kilos.
Oh, very good.
And there's Mackie there holding them up, so... I noticed it was an owl from Mulloway.
No.
Anyway, Mackie.
Taking the photo.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mackie. And also, KO sent a picture of some bloke he reckons he thought was me from holidays. And come on, KO, that doesn't look anything like me. What are you doing? What's he doing? I wonder how he's, you know, has he got the purple gear on, you reckon, Bluey? You know, out in the job site somewhere, he might have the storm jumper on under the checkered flannel shirt.
I'd say.
You reckon he would?
Yeah. Unbearable. Got a fortnight of it, I tell you.
Now, the spies are telling me, too, when he does go the jumper underneath the concreting outfit, that when someone says, pull your socks up, they're purple, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck to him. He's having a week off like the Chooks are. And God give the appeal strength with Latrell Mitchell tonight. Now, what about the fishing best bet today? Top of the tide, as I said, around 9:30. The low of 0.1. It's a really big low at around 3:30 this afternoon. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, we'll go out for a quick fish. We've got a little sort of a northeaster breeze starting to happen during the course of the day, but we'll get a good fish in this morning. We're out to the breakwalls. We'll try for a brim on mullet strips.
Okay, the breakwalls. Okay. Any other fishing news from the weekend?
I've got none for the weekend. No results through yet, but I'll probably come through today. They're just a bit slow this week, but got a couple of clubs out this weekend. The Lyland Hotel Fishing Club, they've got their monthly comp on. They're also incorporating the family day in this. And that's a 1 o'clock weigh-in at the Dunbogan Reserve. They asked for the patrons to put their names in at the hotel for catering purposes. And also the North Haven Bowling Club Anglers, they've got a comp on this weekend. 2 o'clock weigh-in underneath the clubhouse with a barbecue.
Okie dokie, that sounds pretty good, Bluey. Sounds pretty good indeed. Now, I forgot to ask, any knuckleheads from last week at the footy? We're going to discuss, or we'll discuss that tomorrow, I suppose.
Yes.
I'm hearing there's movement at the station as well.
It's not me, I've got our teams in there.
I was going to say, and I'm hearing there's a bit of movement at the station as well.
Yes.
Oh, we'll find out tomorrow with the Sports Power League Ladder. And remember, every game live on Triple M as Triple M rocks the footy as we get towards the finals. The two cracking games, there's only five left, Bluey. The two cracking games that are on this weekend, the Sharks and the Panthers on Friday night. That game's at Allianz, and the Saturday game is the Rabbitohs and the Dragons from ANZ. And just how are you going to pick a winner, Bluey?
Don't know.
Oh, gee.
Might have to get an octopus out now.
Hey, I can do that, you know. I might talk to Mark from the... I might leave that to the grand final. I'll get talk to Mark at the Billabong, and we'll get an animal. I don't know whether it's... I'll ask him which is the most intelligent one he's got there. Whether it's a spider monkey or a crocodile or something, and we'll give them two options and see which way they go. The only thing I won't let him bring in here, you know what I won't let him bring in, don't you, Bluey?
Tyler Phillips?
No snakes. There will be no snakes.
No snakes.
But we might try and get an NRL predicting animal from the Billabong. I'll talk to Mark about that and see what we can do as we get towards the grand final. All right. But if we're fishing out there today, look, it's pretty mild because of this bit of cloud cover we've got. You're sending us out to the breakwalls.
Out the breakwalls, cut a bit of mullet, try for a nice quality brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Ronnie. This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 22 on the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A body modifier who allegedly mutilated a woman and has been charged with manslaughter has been granted bail in Gosford. Part of his conditions include a requirement to move to Port Macquarie. The court heard Brendan Lee Russell will have to abide by the most stringent of bail conditions, amounting to home detention. The 37-year-old will have to report twice daily to police and is not permitted to leave his house without his mother. Meantime, Ben Black has been back before the court, accused of murdering a man on May 4 in Port Macquarie. The incident took place in the vicinity of Rush Cutter Way in Beacon Court. The 32-year-old's case was adjourned until November 8. He'll remain in police custody. The inaugural Salvation Army ride for the Homelessness Challenge is underway, raising money to help people get off the streets. It started on Saturday morning and is scheduled to finish in Brisbane on the 16th, participants riding into Kempsey tonight. Paul Maunder, participant and team leader of the Salvos Brisbane Street Level, says they're on track to hit the target.
Yeah, we set a target. We were dreaming a little bit of $100,000. We're close to that. If all that's been promised, we're $83,000 plus, hoping for a bit more that has been promised would get us close to our target at this stage. So hoping even to go past that. And encouraging people to keep supporting if they can.
$4 million worth of New South Wales government funding is going out to the state's surf lifesaving clubs for infrastructure improvements. The funding for facilities will help save the lives of locals, visitors and tourists, but applications will have to be submitted to gain the benefits. Our surf lifesaving clubs are the home base for thousands of volunteers regularly patrolling our beaches, allowing all age groups to learn about and contribute to water safety. Sport Minister Stuart Ayres says more than $28 million in funding has been allocated to club facilities in the past decade. Now to sport. An impressive grant of $200,000 is coming for the Southwest Rock Sporting Fields. That money is set to help Kempsey Shire Council to deliver ground improvements. Works will see a second full-sized sporting field. The money will also see goalposts, a scoreboard and a contribution towards the upgrade of lighting. Oxley MP Melinda Pavey says Southwest Rocks is the fastest growing town in Kempsey Shire, but that sporting and recreation grounds have not kept up with that growth. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light west and nor'westerly wind, but it's producing fairly clean conditions on all our beaches. But the pick of the beaches for the surf this morning will be those protected northern corners and the open beaches. We do have a small swell happening that is out of the south wave size, so only around the 3 foot mark on these beaches. Poor old southern corners a little bit smaller than this, as most of that southerly swell is going straight past. Southern corners have small waves around that 0.5 to 1 foot. We do have a high tide around 9:30 this morning. Low tide is around 3:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature in Port Macquarie is around 18 to 19 degrees. Further north, it's around 21 to 22 degrees.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here's a very excited Lee. Why are you excited? Tell everybody, Lee.
Oh, everybody, I'm going to Singapore.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Last day today.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Back on the 24th.
Okay. And so, and tell everybody, you love your cars and you're going to see the F1s.
Yeah, exactly right. So I'm going over tomorrow morning. And travelling to Singapore and going to see the Formula One Singapore Grand Prix over there. Catch up with a mate in the process and go and some of the sights and sounds of the place. And, can't wait. It's going to be fantastic.
And when you go over there, you tell the locals you're related to Daniel Ricciardo. Is that right?
Well, some people have told me I look like him. So
now Lee, also, given the recent events, how do you go on the plane? You all right? Or?
Oh, mate. Look, I have been long distances on a plane before to the
that's
UK.
All right. Okay, well, you're right. Yeah.
I'm all right.
Yeah, Singapore, what's that, about 8 hours? Mate, that's nothing.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, the old one to London for about 20-something hours, isn't it?
Yeah, I get that. That's a nightmare.
And you got all the cameras ready to go. Now, how are you at packing? You're someone who does it like a month out, or you last minute like, I'll take that and that and that?
Well, I'm just so committed to my job, mate. That's my excuse for having not packed a thing yet. What can I say?
Good on you, mate. Well, you have a great trip and look forward to seeing some great photos on social media or bring some back for us. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll see plenty. It'll be great.
Yeah, rotten thing anyway. If you're luck. What's making news today?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, Strong, Safe and United. Scott Morrison survived his first question time as Prime Minister unscathed yesterday, deflecting Labor attacks and rallying his troops while also laying out a 3-point plan to win the election. As well as that, criminal case of gender bias, sexist police and judges are to blame for a sharp rise in women being arrested and sentenced for violent crimes. That's the claim of a Sydney law lecturer and a feminist lawyer who says an attempt to deliver equity with a vengeance has led to a 5-fold increase in the number of women charged with domestic violence. In the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, Dutton's jobs for mates scandal. Oh, if I have to say, I'll pair one more time. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has pressed then-Customs Chief Roman Quadvalig to help two Queensland policemen get jobs in the new Border Force agency. Mr Dutton was setting up a revelation set to escalate the political furor surrounding Mr Dutton's decision as Immigration Minister. And last of all, this is a pretty interesting, pretty crazy one, actually. Hunters shoot at Australian firefighters battling US blaze. Sorry, the Australians on patrol in Washington State were set upon and chased in an incident that reached foreign affairs officials.
Okay, thank you, Lee. And, of course, locally with you, it's been busy in the courts.
Yeah, always busy in the world of local news. So a man has now been charged over the mutilation of a woman and with manslaughter as well. And he's now been actually ordered to move to Port Macquarie. Those crimes took place in Newcastle. So body modifier Brandon Lee Russell has now been ordered to move here. However, he'll have to abide by strict bail conditions amounting to home detention. The 37-year-old will have to live with his mother and have to report twice daily to police. He's also not able to leave his house without her. The man's solicitor says by moving to Port Macquarie, his client would no longer be a risk to interfering with witnesses or evidence in the Newcastle area.
Okay, thank you for that, Lee. All the sport coming up with a very excited Lee Jollo, who's just singing down the corridors because it's his last day today. Good on you, Lee. We'll talk to you a little bit later, champion. Mid-North Coast, it is Johnny Fabrecki and Bruce Springsteen there doing a little dancing in the dark. It is 7:09. Good morning, everybody. Sunny today, up to about 23 degrees. And looking at the furor, the fallout from the Serena Williams US Open controversy where she copped the $17,000 fine, I thought today we'd look at what is the biggest, right, the biggest, the largest tennis fine of all time. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is Serena Williams. Yeah, if you've forgotten, back in 2009, Serena was fined $82,500 for her tirade against a line judge in the US Open. It was a match against Kim Clijsters. While Serena's foul language was bad enough to cause the fine, and I have to sort of change a couple of these words. She said, "I'm going to take this ball and shove it down your effing throat." The 17-time Grand Slam champion approached the line judge in what tournament director Jim Curley called a threatening manner. There is nothing serene about verbal abuse and racket brandishing. The drama began when Serena was serving at 15:30, faulted on a first serve, and the second serve line judge called a foot fault, which made it a double fault to 15:40. That's when Serena's meltdown began. Because of the outburst, the chair umpire awarded a penalty point to Clijsters, and here's a surprise. Serena lost the match 6-4, 7-5. So the winner was Serena Williams, $82,500.
I didn't get coaching. I didn't get coaching. You need to make an announcement that I didn't get coaching. I don't cheat. I didn't get coaching. How can you say that? You owe me an apology. You owe me an apology. I have never cheated in my life.
Was right for her. I've never
cheated. You owe me an apology.
I don't cheat to win. I'd rather lose.
Oh, Strawny. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It's Strawny Fabrecki and the Small Faces there in Ichiku Park. It is 7:14 on a glorious morning across the Mid-North Coast. Morning to all our golfers getting ready to tee off in about half an hour for day one of the Pro-Am, the Better Homes Pro-Am at the Port Macquarie Golf Club. 7:45, the first lot of players go, and then another lot at 12:30. So good luck to all our big-time players and also our locals competing there today. The course is looking very good after that just little bit of rain we had last week. And I'm sure there's going to be some really crash-hot scores today, although the old nor'easter might bend a few around. Gee, I hate playing golf in the wind. Fair dinkum. Mr. Producer, did you ever resurrect... Now you're in management. I mean, golf and management seem to go together. Did you ever resurrect your career, or did you actually throw your clubs out?
No, I still have my clubs, but they got a lot of dust on them. That's all I'll say.
What about Otto?
Look, haven't got the time like you do. He goes swimming around out there.
What about Otto when he threw him in the lake, but yeah, he had to go and get him because he had his car keys in him? One of his best. We're both discussing Wayne Bennett. Is that the last of Wayne Bennett at the Broncos, the 7-time premiership winning coach?
We'll wait and see.
And do you remember Andrew?
An enthralling story.
An enthralling story. It's better than The Bold and the Beautiful. Ooh. And what about the controversy about Andrew G? Do you remember his nickname?
Tell me. What was it again?
The Slug.
Great. No. Actually, didn't he, wasn't he the one that tried to do a tap or something in front of goals to give the Roosters a win?
Yes. And it was a Monday night Well, remember Monday Night Football?
Oh, yes.
Was one of those great Roosters. I think Phil Gould was coaching at the time.
Poor old Roosters. If you can't get a crowd on in a finals game, how are you going on a Monday night?
Do you know what? A mate of ours, remember Bernie? He used to do the Almost Anything Goes radio show here. The great Brendan Wood is on holidays with his wife in the United States. He's at the Texas High School football game, right? There's 110,000 there.
Yes.
And I can tell you that I think the last big Roosters game against the Broncos, that was, you know, going to be a big telltale as they go in towards the finals, 9,500. I tell you, Mr. Producer, you always get a seat at a Roosters game. Just on the football, any news on your coach?
For the Sea Eagles?
Yes.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No, no. It'll be all worked out. Don't try and have a crack at us.
I'm not trying to have a crack at you.
You know we hate you all. So we don't care.
Don't go into Serena mode on us. 17 past 7.
I'm getting in contact with myself.
Go to the trade center. Yeah, I believe this is
we have a very tragic alert for you right now. An incredible plane crash into the World Trade Center here at the lower tip of Manhattan.
It's believed a 737 has crashed into this speculation at this point, but at least three floors taken out, crashed into the side of the building. Joining us right now, one of the producers with Fox Report, Owen Mugen, on the scene. Owen, what do you know? What do you see? Where are you?
Yeah, Brian, I'm on the roof of my building, which is about five blocks to the south of the World Trade Center. I'm looking right now at the World Trade Center. There's a massive gaping hole on the second tower. It's about 15 stories from the roof. It's just unbelievable to look at.
Well, today is a very special day for our recently returned servicemen. It's a special service on today at the Town Green in Port Macquarie. The man behind it is Jason Gill, who has served in Afghanistan, Iraq and the Sudan, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Jase.
Good morning, Strony.
But what led to it getting together, Jase?
I know from my own experience and what's happened in my own life that September 11 was just such a massive event that just completely changed my life. Like the next day, we were packed, palletized, ready to go to war. It's just something for us that are more recent that is just such a massive day that, you know, you can single out little battles and stuff here and there, but the one thing that really changed the game for us was what happened there on September 11.
Now, Jason, you were actually in the army when this took place.
I was actually in Perth at the time, and, yeah, I just remember coming home, rang around my mates and said, turn your TVs on. The next day, we got called into work and were getting all the gear ready, and, yeah, it actually only be a few short weeks and we'd be off into Afghanistan.
And what was it like, Jason? We see this stuff on the news, but when you actually, the plane lands, you're in your gear, you get out onto your first assignment, was it what you expected?
No. When we first got there, it was absolutely freezing cold and it was snowing and all kinds of stuff. Not what I was expecting from the desert. But, pretty much the place is, it looks like the bottom of the ocean and with the water's just been sucked out, mud houses, and it looks like Jesus could just walk off the street.
And what about the people themselves, Jason? You could imagine that they would be wary given everything that's gone on in that place. What were they like, your dealings with the Afghani people?
Some of them were very, very helpful and, you know, around base camp and stuff like that. Some of them were cooking food and helping clean and help run gates and all that sort of thing. Mostly out in the general public, especially the women, you wouldn't see the women, not particularly much at all. Everybody's just kind of very distrusting and, you know, it's being a soldier in someone else's country, it's not always the best way to get in touch with the local people and find out what they really think about stuff just because they're so guarded.
Given what's happened since September 11 and you're now back in Australia, what's the one thing you think of now when you look back on those times, Jase?
Probably what we actually did. I'm pretty proud of, you know, what we were able to achieve over there. That meant a lot to me. But we actually managed to get, you know, some positive outcomes and get something done rather than just kind of come in and just lob up in somebody else's country and just take over for a while. actually trying to do stuff to work with the locals and try and help them.
Is there any one story that stays in your mind?
There's quite a few. There was plenty of very, very near misses, and driving into minefields, having explosions go off right next to you. There's quite a few things that stick out that you'll never really forget ever.
About the service today, Jason, it's on at 11 o'clock at the Cenotaph and the Town Green. How will the service run?
It'll be very similar to what a normal Anzac Day service would be. We'll have special guest speakers. Yeah, everybody is invited to come along, one and all.
The service, marking the anniversary of 9/11, 11 o'clock at the Cenotaph at the Town Green in Port Macquarie.
Thanks very much for the opportunity, mate. Cheers.
I seen that jet go right in.
You can just see it right now. You can see emergency vehicles tearing mm-hmm. to the south and the west side highway heading towards the scene. There are tons of people in the streets. There are papers, things fluttering out. I can't see any evidence of what it was that could have crashed. All I can see is just this massive gaping hole with tons of black smoke falling out of the building.
All we can do is stare aghast at these pictures at this point. You are looking at the north building of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in Manhattan. These are coming to you live now. Debris raining down from 110 floors up.
Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, we go to Port Macquarie and say a very good morning to Dave. How are you, champ?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's the way, Dave. What are you at work, Dave, or are you just driving?
Yeah, I'm on my way, actually, to Kempsey.
Okie dokie. All right, hopefully we can make this trip worthwhile, Dave. For $1,000 for 40 Winks, I've just got to spin up your birthday. What number are we looking for you, Dave?
15.
All right, Dave, on his way to Kempsey. My number 15. Oh, Dave, she's going to be close and, goes past to the number 12. Oh, can't give you the cash, Dave. But I've got your details. End of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, which is jam-packed full of goodies. And good luck with that one, and appreciate you giving us a call. All good on the highway so far, Dave?
Oh, yeah, I'm still just at the end of Hastings River Drive, so, yeah, haven't hit the highway yet.
All right, buddy, well, you have a good day. Thanks, mate.
Okay, see ya.
Other birthdays today, I can tell you, we have Jade Buckley, who works at Midcoast Solar Hut in Port, who's turning 30 today. Good on you, Jade. Love comes from Kathy and Darren. Also, Shay Thomas is celebrating her 9th birthday today. Love comes from Mum and Dad and Madison and Andrew. It says, we love you, baby. Good on you, Shay. I'm sure you're going to get spoilt rotten today. Also, the great Marty Sheehan is birthdaying today. Rabbitohs supporter extraordinaire. Good on you, Marty. Also, Noni Collins, event planner of surprise parties for husband's 50th. None of you can make a career out of it. Have a great day. I'm sure Neb's going to spoil you today. And people like Marty and Noni and Shay and Jade are sharing their birthdays with musical genius Moby, born on this day. Also, Harry Connick Jr. and actress Christy McNichol, all born on this day. It's 13 past 8.
We love our city. Feels good.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Cam Smith, what a genius.
He's got the premiership.
Gladiator. Triple M's golden grand final ticket.
The Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M club members can win, like Rhonda, who's entered through our website, triplem.com.au. G'day, Rhonda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Now, I love reading your story. You follow the bunnies.
Yes.
And your husband goes for who?
St. George.
Now, you're playing on Saturday night.
I know. It's going to be bedlam in this house.
Well, anyway, you, because you are a member of the Triple M Club, and I really appreciate you in your input into the music we play, our Triple M Club members, but we give away lots of cool stuff like this. Now, Rhonda, it's airfares, accommodation. I know ANZ can be hard to get in and out of when it's packed. You're going to be chauffeured to the ground in a boxed area, a five-course meal with an unlimited drinks package. So how about that?
Oh, my God, that's incredible.
You are in the running to win it, but only one of you will progress past this week. Good luck with mediation in your household, Rhonda.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good luck, Rhonda. The big draw coming up. Remember, only Triple M Club members can win. It is the Golden Grand Final ticket. Not a member? Sign up today, triplem.com.au.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And here is Christy. Good morning.
Good morning, Strawny. Of course, we know what today is September 11, so a commemorative service will be held today at 11 o'clock at the War Memorial in Port Macquarie to, of course, celebrate or commemorate is the correct word there, the September 11 attack on the Twin Towers in America. The service will be conducted by the Port Macquarie RSL sub-branch in conjunction with veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Now, the annual Archibald Prize is on show at the Glass House. That's the who's who of Australian culture, from politicians to celebrities, sporting heroes to artists. I think you went and looked at that, didn't you, over the weekend? Did you get there?
Yeah, I didn't get there. I'm going to get there this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm going to take my mum. I think she wanted to have a go and have
lunch, she'll enjoy that. Yeah. And the Barrable Art Group meet at 9 o'clock at the racecourse today. Zumba classes are every Tuesday at the Valley Beach Tourist Park. Two sessions, 10 a.m. in the Wolf Shed, which is a low-impact class, and 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high-impact class. And nominations are open for the Rotary Club, Port Macquarie Sunrise and Mayor's Sporting Fun Sports Awards. So get in before the end of the month to get over 7,000 in prizes will be awarded to local athletes to help them achieve their sporting dreams.
For sure. And interesting you mentioned about the commemorative service today. I've just put it up on the Triple M Facebook site, the full interview with Jason Gill, who served in Afghanistan. It was that moment that watching what happened on September 11. He's in the army and he gets virtually over the next couple of days. That meant Australia had entered the war and was going to Afghanistan, and he goes there.
Wow.
And it was fascinating talking to him today, and that interview in full is on the Triple M Facebook site, and you can also just go to Catch Up, my page, and press Catch Up.
It will certainly give you tickles. If you've got a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It's Trotty for Brekkie, winding up what's been a busy morning with The Real Thing. You, to me, are everything. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day. Missed any part of my show, including the interview with Jason Gill, just go to my page and press catch up on the website. Tomorrow, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, and more of the Golden Grand Final ticket. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day. Ray coming up. Each day.